This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, have you checked the price of Bitcoin lately? No? I get that. But just to fill you in, the OG cryptocurrency is up about 40% this year, inching ever closer to its pandemic high of nearly $69,000 per. You know, some of the most devoted Bitcoin investors have a credo. It's called HODL. Basically, hold on for dear life, a mantra to never sell your Bitcoin, even when the price is in the relative dumps, as it has been for most of the past couple of years. Let me tell you, or better yet, let Matt Levin tell you, those hodlers, they are rejoicing right now.
Sean Longstreet started investing in Bitcoin back in 2017 when it was around 17 grand per coin. The musician and artist has kept buying through multiple crypto winters, those periods when Bitcoin crashed to disconcerting lows.
When things go down, you have to lie on your conviction. And there's a phrase, when there's blood in the streets, you buy. So I did not sell. I just cried and held on to it.
Longstreet won't tell me exactly how much he owns in Bitcoin. That's a taboo question for Bitcoiners. But he says he does own more crypto than he does stocks. And while it may be tempting to tell skeptical friends and family, I told you so, he's learned to resist that urge.
It causes too much strain if you try to onboard your family and something bad happens.
The latest Bitcoin surge is mostly due to the SEC's approval of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short. ETFs allow big and small investors to put money into Bitcoin without having to touch a crypto wallet or actually understand what the blockchain is. Ryan Rasmussen is with Bitwise Asset Management. More than $1 billion have poured into their Bitcoin ETF.
Now anyone can open their brokerage account and with the click of a button, allocate to Bitcoin. This was kind of like Bitcoin's IPO moment.
Pensions and hedge funds and mom and pop traders are saying, sure, I'll dip my toe in that Bitcoin IPO, especially while the price goes up. But Lee Reiners at the Duke Financial Economics Center says more mainstream financial actors getting in on crypto carries risk when the next Bitcoin winter inevitably comes.
Now you sort of created a interstate freeway that's connecting the traditional financial system with the crypto economy, such that a problem in one could easily spill into the other.
For his part, Bitcoiner Sean Longstreet agrees another downturn will come at some point, but he's not planning on selling anytime soon. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
You know what you should do sometime soon? Follow us for our podcast. You can do it at marketplace.org, of course, or the platform of your choice. Just listen. That's all we ask.